This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A little bit, and for those who are here, see, Muslims come from everywhere, every walk of life, and every ethnicity, and every color, and every language, and name it, you have it here. And there's a lot of people who actually adopted Islam as their faith. You know, they were not born Muslim. I myself, I was born that way. I didn't choose it. It happened to be that way. But I think it's a good opportunity for all of us actually to renew our faith. So every time there's someone, and we probably have once or twice a week, we have someone who adopts Islam as their faith. And it's a good opportunity for us, even those who are born, to renew our faith, because we need this, right? It's as we know, we always talk our hearts get stained from life and the material things we have. And when you're near our faith, you're polishing that heart, that piece of metal that we have, right? And you want it to be shiny, and so it reflects the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of God. So just a little brief introduction about Islam. So Islam actually is, we believe that Islam as a word linguistically means this total submission. This is what the word means. But it became the name of this religion that we have. And we believe that Islam is the religion of truth, the religion of all prophets, of everyone. And we believe that the first prophet that was sent to us is Adam. We call him Adam, right? And he's the first man on earth, and he was also a prophet. And he was sent with this religion, which is the unity of Allah, the unity of God. This is what we believe. And Allah, our God, has been communicating with people through prophets, starting from Adam, going through all the, if you come from a Christian background, then you would know all the biblical prophets. Name them, all of them, right? From Adam and Noah and Yunus and Joseph and Moses and Jesus, ending up with the Prophet Muhammad, who we believe he's the last. He's the seal of all prophets. There's no prophet after him. And he was sent to all mankind. So number one is the concept of God in Islam. We believe that Allah, that's his name, is unlike his creation. He's not a man. He's outside his creation. He's not inside his creation. Allah has created this world with the physics and the laws and all that, and it doesn't apply to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end, and he's continuous. We cannot fathom, because our brains are not created in a way to fathom the concept of God. He's all-knowing, he's all-powerful. Allah merely wills it and it happens. Doesn't need any intermediary between him and his creation. So that's the concept of Allah, and he created us for a reason. He created us because he loves us. So we can live this life 60, 70, 80 years, be good, and then after that, we believe that after you die, you meet him. And then when you meet him, he's going to judge you. He's going to, okay, well, you've been, Connor, you've been doing well. These are, okay, you have a lot of good deeds. Good, you go to heaven, right? So that's the first article of faith, that you believe in Allah, in God. That he's one, he's not three, he's not ten, he's not incarnate in anything. He's just separate than unlike any of his creation. And that Allah, God, has been communicating with us through prophets. We have to believe in all prophets, starting from Adam to the Prophet Muhammad, including Jesus. We believe Jesus is a man. We don't believe he's part of God. We don't believe he's son. We don't believe he's God incarnate. We don't believe in that. Because we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need anyone to die for anyone's sins. You sin, you are held responsible, right? We don't believe that I have to take someone and crucify him or kill him in order so someone else can get redemption. We don't believe in that. We believe that Jesus was one of the mightiest messengers of God. You're not Muslim if you don't believe in the Prophet Jesus, right? Right. And all prophets. So we believe in them. In the Quran, in our book of faith, which we'll give you a copy, inshallah, there's 24 mentioned by name. But Allah has told us that there's so many others that we didn't mention their names. They're not mentioned. We believe in them. Allah sent them, we believe in them. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been revealing scriptures. Prophets have been sent with messages and scriptures. And those prophets that were sent are sent with two things. Number one, the creed, the faith, which is the same, always the unity of Allah. Never, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't change his mind He reveals to Moses one thing, and to Jesus one thing, and the Prophet Muhammad one thing. No, it's always the same. And the second thing, the law. The law could differ depending on the sicknesses of the people at that time, right? At the time of the Prophet Muhammad, they had certain sicknesses that people need to be treated. Time of the Prophet Jesus, it was that. And Moses, the same thing. Every prophet was sent in time where they have their social sicknesses. There's certain issues, social issues that need to be treated. And the creed, the laws could change according to that, but the faith doesn't. So the scriptures, we believe that the book that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad is the Quran, and we believe is preserved in its entirety. Not one dot, not one word, not one vowel sound has been changed for 1400. Well, now almost 1450, almost, right? So years, and also we believe that in the Injil, in the Gospel of Jesus, that was given to Prophet Isa. That's his name, and also the Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses, and all the prophets had some sort of scripture that was revealed. Even if it wasn't preserved, we believe in the original that was sent. Now, people change it over time, okay, we can accept that, but we believe that. So we believe in God, we believe in his prophets and his scripture. And then you believe that there's going to be a judgment day, because you have to. We all have to be held responsible and accountable for what we do, right? You cannot live like that. There's no way that someone would commit so many sins, I don't want to name names, but so many sins or kill so many people, and they commit suicide and they get away with it. That's not fair. We believe that at some point they will be held responsible. So on the day of judgment, there's going to be your good deeds and bad deeds will be weighed, and if your good deeds are heavier, then you're good. That's it. You did your best in this life. So these are the things, and also we believe in the unseen. So part of the creed of Islam is that we believe the unseen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only created the seen, what we only see, what we only perceive with our vision, and we hear with our ears. No, but Allah has created other things that we don't see, the angels and all these worlds and the unseen. We call it in Arabic al-ghayb, right? Something we don't see, but you believe in it. If God said that he created it, yes, we believe in it. So these are the articles of faith. So has someone explained this to you in this way? Okay. So then after you have accepted this, and this is iman, which is called faith. This is what you believe. If you understand that, you know, roughly understand. Now I started this by saying, well, we believe in God. We know his attributes. We know his names. Now, can you fathom 100%? No, and you're not required to. You're not required to, because you're not created in any way. You just believe in him, and then. When you meet him, you'll know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept that beautiful thing, not here. Because otherwise, if we all see him, then we all become believers, right? If you see it, you believe it. But that's the beauty of it. That's called, you know, we say leap of faith. This is it. This is it. Sheikh Adnan was saying this khutbah that there's no scientific proof of God. Yeah, there's no proof. But there's so many evidence that points towards the presence of Allah and his creation. And Allah did this on purpose, because you need to. This is faith. Otherwise, it would have been just clear knowledge. You see the sun. No one denies the presence of the sun because everyone can see it, right? But Allah has kept himself hidden from us. So when you believe, it's a faith. It's not only observation. So these are the things. So if you're okay with that, and you understood, and your heart is comfortable, and you accepted this by heart, then the next step is to actually to embrace it, is to declare your shahada. The word shahada means testimony of faith. Now you can do it by yourself. You don't have to do it in front of a congregation, but you do it in front of some that is customary to do it in front of a congregation, so people can know, because there's other things that could be, you know, built on that. And then we can go over that in the future. Do you have any questions about this? Okay. So now I will say it in Arabic, and I don't know how much knowledge in Arabic you have. I'm not going to try to hypnotize you with it. Don't worry about it. I'll translate what it is in English right away. So the word, the testimony of faith, which we will all say with him, inshallah, so we can renew all our faith, is Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. That, and the translation of this is, I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship, except Allah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ and I bear witness that Muhammad is his prophet and messenger. And that's it. Welcome to this big fun. Allahu Akbar. So this is one of, and I always say this, you might feel it or not, I don't know, but this is the best day of your life. This is it. Because the prophet, our prophet, there's a lot of narrations of the Prophet Muhammad. And one of the hadith, one of the narrations, he says, Al-Islamu yajubu ma qablahu, that embracing Islam will erase everything before that. So now you're like a baby, clear slate. So now we you're better than us, actually, because now you're clean. So and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to solidify your faith and to keep you solid in it. And the first thing, one of the most important things in embracing Islam is knowledge. You have to learn. And we have here a lot of activities. There's a lot of classes between, you know, certain times of prayer and all that. You have friends who are?
Yeah.
So we'll talk to them to teach you how to do prayer, inshallah.
Yes. Somebody embrace Islam, if they did, turn to hasanah, to deed, not just clear.
That's even better. He gave you even a better deal. That could be, yes, of course. If yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you're right. So what they're trying to say is that sometimes even your bad deeds will turn into good deeds. But the point being is that you have a new start, you have a fresh start. And this is an advantage, a big advantage. You have a fresh start, inshallah. And then Islam is not only, by the way, it's not only act of worship, it's also a lifestyle, and there's a lot of and it's not only your relationship with Allah, with God, but also your relationship with people. It reflects who you are and what we're all about. So I think we'll stop here. We won't do a khatra because I don't want to take too much of people's time. But this is a great opportunity. It was very it was my honor really to do this. Thank you very much.